2015, wow, it's one of those years that where, for some of us, we never thought that day would come, right? 2015, and so here it comes. We're about to go into the year where Marty McFly goes to the future, and we have flying DeLoreans and just all kinds of other weird stuff. I really hope the double tie never really does come into fashion, though. But you never know. With the nerd culture we have in our world right now who loves stuff like this, it could show up. But as we've kind of had this service, thinking about 2015, I just wanted to share a couple thoughts with you. One passage of scripture and a couple thoughts maybe about some things that could happen in our lives in the coming year, and just a little bit about how we try to partner with you to maybe make the next year a year where you grow specifically as a disciple of Jesus. So Paul is talking in this great apostle, follower of Jesus, whose life was changed radically. He started his life persecuting Christians, trying to get rid of Christianity, met Jesus, and then spent the rest of his life going around the world sharing the gospel, planting churches, preaching to people, being persecuted everywhere he went. And he wrote in the book of Philippians, chapter 3, he wrote this, beginning with verse 12 of Philippians chapter 3. Not that I've already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward for what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let those of us who are mature think this way, and if any of you think otherwise, God will reveal this to you also. Only let us hold true to what we have attained. Just a couple thoughts on this, and then just a couple applications. First thought is this: as we go in a new year and you try to do resolutions, the only gospel way to do resolutions is to have a real understanding of what he says in verse 12, where he says, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. We do not press forward hoping that somehow we can get the approval of God. As a follower of Jesus, because of what Christ has done on the cross, we press forward knowing that we are already his. And that's a great thing. That's a really good thing. We are already his. If you have trusted Christ, if you've turned for yourself from yourself and given yourself to Jesus, Christ has given himself to you and he has made you his own. And that is our hope. And whether you fail or you succeed, your justification, your identity is not, it should not be in what you accomplish. It should be in what he has done. And so Paul says, forgetting what lies behind. For some of us, 2014 was a very good year with maybe some really good spiritual growth and some wonderful things happening. And maybe we met a lot of goals. And maybe 2014 was a terrible year full of brokenness, mistakes, failures, hardness, suffering. But Paul says, forgetting what lies behind and reaching for what lies ahead. And then he kind of uses language of a race. And it's kind of language he uses elsewhere where he says, I run with endurance. I pursue. I press on. I keep going for the prize that is awaiting for me. And so just what does that look like? And how can we partner with you as a church and you striving for what lies ahead? And just like really fast, I want to share four things that you might consider, or I'm sorry, five things you might consider just building into your life this year. My encouragement is that you leave here maybe picking one of these or maybe one of your own, but just something in the next year that you hope that you will really incorporate in your life. And I'm going to talk to you about how we're going to partner with you in each of these five. The first thing is consider just making it a goal to grow in your intimacy with Christ, to really pursue what it looks like to spend time on a daily basis reading the scriptures, praying, being with Jesus, of growing in your intimacy with Jesus. Nothing will revolutionize your life more than on your own opening the Bible and reading it yourself. Nothing. Like we could do all kinds of things here for you, and we want to, but for you to go home and just start reading the scriptures for yourself will just start driving the gospel and driving the purpose and the mission of God deep into your life. And so to help you with that, we have a couple things. I'm going to post on my blog something a little bit later today or tomorrow that has all kinds of reading plans. I mean, you can do a reading plan where you read through the Bible in a year. You can do a reading plan where you read through the Bible three times in a year. You can read through have a reading plan that you read through the Bible and it takes you 3 years. This website has all kinds of approaches to a consistent disciplined reading. As a church, one of the things that we do each week is we publish this sermon notes and family worship sheet. And one of the things that we do is we put just a reading plan that we're doing together as a church. You may jump in on that. It's just one chapter of the Bible a day. For a lot of us, like for me, I'm actually one of these people that if I try to set a goal of reading through the Bible in a year, I'm going to fail that. It doesn't really work that way because I just start, like I'm speed reading and it doesn't really sink in. I'm more of a, let's slow down and read a chapter, you know, each day. And so my encouragement to you is to pick a plan though, where you are spending a little bit of time each day just opening the scriptures and reading and praying. And we want to help you with that by this, by what we're going to make available on our website. But my encouragement to you is to pick a plan that is your time with God, that is developing this relationship with Christ, this intimacy with Jesus. Second idea is that you do some reading this year. Like some of us love to read, some of us don't like to read. Some of us love to read things like Harry Potter and love to read things like The Lord of the Rings, or we like weird romance novels or whatever it is you're into, and that's all cool. But maybe this year you should make it a goal to read a couple books that will help shape the way you see your walk with God and help shape the way you are growing as a disciple. One of the things that we do with this is we have a book table out there with suggested books. My encouragement to you is to pick up one of those and start working through it. And just to start reading through some things that are helpful. If you have questions, like if you have a specific area you would like to read, contact me. I'll give you some suggestions and even maybe loan you one of my books so that you can read something in an area that you have interest in. But just do some more reading in an area that will help you grow and as a follower of Jesus. All right, third idea is mission. The idea of mission, that we as people are on mission and that you get involved in living out this call of God to go make disciples. All right, so what does that look like in Genesis? Well, the first thing we want to do is we want to encourage you and partner with you on reaching your own neighborhood and just inviting your neighbors to church and reaching, sharing the gospel with people that are right around you. Also, as a church, we do things all through the year where we as a church are living on mission. And let me really encourage you that when these things are on our calendar, we want to invite you and encourage you, if you're a part of this church, to prioritize those, to be a part of them. This is our way of being in this city and making the city a better place because we are here. Our next opportunity is at the end of January, where we're going to serve Blevins Elementary their trivia night for their PTO. We want you to be a part of that. So just encourage you to be a part of going on mission. And then going with us. We're going to go to Charleston in June, the first week of June. We actually leave on May 31st for Charleston for a week. You'll start hearing about that in another month or two. We are going to Ecuador in July, or in June, and the dates are June 19th, we're going to send a team to Ecuador. We're going to send a team to Haiti in the summer, and maybe more than one this year going to Haiti. We're going to be doing some other stuff for Haiti this year. We're going to be trying to raise money to build a playground in Haiti. And so lots of opportunities for you to just go and do something crazy for the glory of God. And my encouragement is that you do at least one of those with us. At least one of those with us in the coming year. Fourth thing is this, family discipleship. Especially if you're a mom or a dad here this year, let me encourage you to build into the family, into your life, into your family rhythms at least one time a week where you are sharing the gospel, reading scripture, and praying with your family. Now, I'll come back to this sheet. I kind of am getting bummed out because I go back there and the whole stack is still there. Grab these. The first page has sermon notes and thoughts for you, but it's also stuff so that you can have conversations with your kids. The back page, we have the reading plan, and then we have a family worship. We also post this family worship on Koinonia. All right, so if you're here and you're like, I don't know what Koinonia is, we have a table out in the foyer that can explain it to you called The Hub. Go visit The Hub. They'll tell you all about Koinonia. But I publish this each week on Koinonia, and the Koinonia version, we actually put the songs. We choose a song from what we sang this morning while the kids were in here. I make sure we choose a song that the kids already heard that you can turn around and sing with your kids during the week. And so find a time and just sing the song, read the scripture, pray with them. There's actually a thing called the New City Catechism, which is this group of people who came together and they wrote 52 questions and answers that explain the core of Christian theology and doctrine. And it's designed for you, like you're like, I don't know anything about theology. This is designed for you as a parent, even if you don't know anything, to be able to do with your kids very simply. And we provide links for all that. My encouragement is this, just build into your rhythms something in your life where at least once a week, no matter, and it doesn't matter what your family looks like. If it's just you and your wife or you and your husband, this can be done together. If it's just you and an older teen or younger kids, I mean, you can adapt this for anything, but build into your rhythms an opportunity to do worship together and to grow as a family. And the last thing I'll share, last challenge is this. I want to encourage you to be sure that you are in community and specifically in a community group. You heard Kurt share a little bit earlier about that. I know. Like what happens if you've been with us in the fall, you started into a community group and all of a sudden it got hard and relationships got weird and you got busy and Christmas just blew everything up. January is a good time to recommit to that. And if you're not in a community group, we have a table out here that has information about all our community groups. Get in a community group where you are with a group of people who are praying with you, who are helping you grow, who are doing those things, okay? Five ideas, five things. My encouragement is pick one of those and leave prayerfully this morning asking God to strengthen you and help you move in the coming year. Let 2015 be a year where you may not fly a DeLorean, but you will grow in your relationship with Jesus, okay? Is that a cool idea? All right, we're going to ask you to stand. We're going to sing one last song that's to a tune that you know that we sing this time of year. I love this song because it takes old Auld Lang Syne and puts new words to it because the old words, Auld Lang Syne, I don't know what that means, okay? But this one's cool, and our band's going to lead us in singing this song as we dismiss this morning.